Last year was a big year for blind and deaf moviegoers, and the rollout of accessible cinema, being the first full year of the federal government's cinema access implementation plan. There were a few bumps along the way, but we're on track to having more accessible cinema locations nationally. Ali Woodford from Media Access Australia is here to tell us about the progress. Welcome, Ali.
Thanks, Roberta. Hi, everyone.
Remind us again about the plan.
Sure. It's a four-year plan for all the cinema locations within the Hoyt, Village, Event and Reading chains to commence both audio description and captioned sessions. It's tied in with the cinema world's move to digital cinema from the old analogue style, and it now allows for accessible sessions of a number of movies per week, every day of the week, and lots of sessions per day.
So did it measure up to expectation in its first year?
Generally, there was a bit of a scramble towards the end of the year, and there was a rejigging of the plan to accommodate some manufacturer issues along the way. But the answer, I guess, would be yes and no, and that depends on whether you're wanting captioning or audio description, respectively.
I gather then that there hasn't been as much audio description as captioning. Would that be right?
Yeah, we've got 58 accessible screens under the plan, but 19 of them at present are showing captions only.
So why the delay in audio description, do you think?
The delay is due to the adoption of a new system called Fidelio by Hoyts and Village Cinemas. The initial shipment from the USA, it was set up for the USA market, not ours, so back it went. Adding to this is the certification process the system's got to go through with Australian standards, seeing this system's never been brought into the country before, and it's also a multi-purpose radio transmitter. So it needs the certification as opposed to, say, the caption equipment, which has a sole specific purpose.
When do you think this is going to be sorted out then?
I'm hearing late January, early February, but let's just say the first quarter of 2012.
Oh, so that's close. Sounded to me like it was going to be longer.
Mm.
Now, besides the hold up with equipment, have there been any other surprises so far?
Yeah, there have. A couple of interesting things. Firstly, Event Cinemas Marion, that's in Adelaide, they've got four accessible screens, which is one more than they're required to have. So I'm not going to argue with that.
Mm.
The other one is that the Event Cinema in Myer Centre, Brisbane, one of its three screens is a VMAX, and that means everything's bigger. Bigger screen, bigger sound, and bigger seats. So again, pretty good outcome, I think.
Mm. Now, for those who don't know much about accessible cinema, how would someone who'd like to see an audio described or captioned session get their hands on the equipment?
Very simply, just roll up to the box office and ask for either the audio description or captioning device. You may be asked to show some ID to ensure the safe return of the equipment. Once they give it to you, it's simply a case of heading into the theatre, pop your headphones on or put your caption unit in the cup holder, and that's pretty much it.
Well, that sounds pretty good. Mm. And so are you quite pleased with how it's going so far?
I am. I guess, it has been an interesting year, a lot of ups and downs, but the end result has been worth it.
And what about some movies? Have we got any big names that you can mention right now?
Gosh, what's out at the moment? Things like War Horse and We Bought a Zoo, Hugo, which I think it's a kid's film, but Martin Scorsese directed it. Pretty much every Hollywood studio movie that's coming out of Hollywood, it's got captions and audio description. So,
well,
which is
that's
great.
Really something, because I can remember the last time we spoke, there were some big blockbusters that didn't. So, so that's really good. I wonder if they've done The Descendant.
Haven't heard yet, but it's in cinemas now. And
yeah, it is. It's not a bad film, but it's not a good one either.
Right.
But there's a lot of looking in it, and that's where I reckon there's a lot of scope for audio description to describe the scenery, because it's in Hawaii.
Hawaii, yeah.
And, of course, they have to show a lot of the scenery because it tells why the people of Hawaii don't want things changed, you know.
Right,
so
yeah.
Be perfect for audio description.
Yeah, I haven't heard about that one, but I'd be surprised if it isn't audio described, put it that way.
Well, if you or someone you know is blind, vision impaired, deaf or hearing impaired, let them know about accessible cinema. More information on the first year of the Cinema Access Implementation Plan, where the cinemas are located and how to use the technologies can be found at www.mediaaccess.org.au, or you can phone Ali on 02-9212-6242. Well, thank you, Ali, for that update.
That's okay.
I've been speaking with Ali Woodford from Media Access Australia, and Media Access Australia are supporters of this program.